听力课堂，听 class.com。
6. Local time. 7. Sundial. 8. Hourglass. 9. Time zone. 10. GMT.
There are 4 ways of referring to time. For example, 10:35 p.m. can be called 25 minutes to 11 in the evening in Britain. 25 minutes till or of 11 in the evening in America. 10:35 in the evening in a 12-hour clock. And 22:35 hours in a 24-hour clock. The 24-hour clock is not commonly used in conversation. It is used especially in timetables and at some radio stations. B. You are to hear 8 short dialogues concerning time. As you listen, choose from the following the clock which gives the time at which each dialogue takes place. And write the number of the dialogue in the brackets above it.
What time do you have?
I have 4:45.
Excuse me, what's the time?
4:45. What time is it?
It's 10:15.
Are you sure? My watch has 10:30.
Your watch must be fast. I have just set mine by the radio.
Could you give me the time?
It's 7:05 exactly. What time have you got?
About 4:30.
Can that clock be right? 2:55?
That clock is always off. It's 3:00 sharp. Check the time. There's a clock in the kitchen.
It's a little before 11.
Are we going to be late?
We will be unless we hurry.
When does the movie start?
At 6:40. We've got 15 minutes to get there. Do you have the time?
It's about 3:25.
Oh no, I'm late. I have an appointment in 20 minutes.
Don't worry. I'll drive you wherever you have to go.
We can use a clock or a watch to mark the passing of time. But what time is it now? Clocks in different parts of the world do not show the same time at the same time. C. You are going to hear 5 statements about time difference. Complete the following sentences.
When it is 7 a.m. Monday in Tokyo, it is 5 p.m. Sunday in New York and 6 a.m. Monday in Hong Kong. When it is 4 p.m. Friday in Melbourne, it is 11 p.m. Thursday in Denver and 9 a.m. Friday in Baghdad. When it is 3 p.m. Tuesday in Singapore, it is 3 a.m. Tuesday in Miami and 10 p.m. Monday in Honolulu. When it is 8 p.m. Friday in Mexico City, it is 12 noon Saturday in Guam and 3 a.m. Saturday in Rome. When it is 1 a.m. Wednesday in London, it is 9 a.m. Wednesday in Shanghai and 9 p.m. Tuesday in Santiago.
Part 2. Local time. The time on Earth is set by the sun's position in the sky above. We all have a 12 o'clock noon each day. Noon is the time when the sun is the highest in the sky. But when it is 12 o'clock noon where I am, it may be 10 o'clock at night where you are. So it is extremely important to know the local time while traveling. A. You are going to hear an announcement made on a plane during landing. Write down every word as a dictation. It will be read 3 times. In the first reading, you will hear the whole announcement from beginning to end. In the second reading, you will hear a pause after each sentence, or just part of a sentence. During the pause, you must write down what you have just heard as quickly as possible. You can check what you have written with the third reading.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we kindly ask you to remain seated until the aircraft has reached its final position. The temperature here in London is 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit. The exact local time is 11:35. Captain Smith and his crew would like to say goodbye to you. We hope you enjoyed your flight. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, may we kindly ask you to remain seated until the aircraft has reached its final position. The temperature here in London is 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit. The exact local time is 11:35. Captain Smith and his crew would like to say goodbye to you. We hope you enjoyed your flight. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we kindly ask you to remain seated until the aircraft has reached its final position. The temperature here in London is 15 degrees centigrade or 59 degrees Fahrenheit. The exact local time is 11:35. Captain Schmidt and his crew would like to say goodbye to you. We hope you enjoyed your flight. Thank you.
B. You are going to hear a recorded phone call. While listening for the first time, add more keywords if you can in the left-hand column. After the second listening, complete the messages in the right-hand column with the help of the notes.
Hello, Santos Trading.
Hello, this is Mr. Wong here, calling from Singapore.
Yes, Mr. Wong. Who do you want to speak to?
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Cox, please.
Fine. Putting you through.
Hello. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Mr. Wong, calling from Singapore. May I speak to Mrs. Cox, please?
Oh, I'm afraid Mrs. Cox is away. She has the flu, and she may not be back in the office till Monday. I expect her assistant, Mr. Box, can help. I'll just see if he's in the office. Hold on a moment, please. Hello? Mr. Wong?
Yes?
I'm very sorry, but he's out just now. Can I take a message for him?
Oh, yes, please. Will you tell him I won't be arriving in Melbourne until quite late this Saturday, at 1 a.m. local time? And will Mrs. Cox still be able to meet me?
Right.
And also inform the Royal Hotel that I'll be arriving very, very late.
Sure.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. Could you please, telex or phone me to confirm that this is possible?
Right. I'll take the message. I'll give it to Mr. Box, and I'm sure he'll be in touch with you. Thank you very much, Mr. Wong.
Thank you.
C. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the phone call.
Hello, Santos Trading.
Oh, hello. This is Mr. Wong here, calling from Singapore.
Yes, Mr. Wong. Who do you want to speak to?
I'd like to speak to Mrs. Cox, please.
Fine, putting you through.
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Mr. Wong calling from Singapore. May I speak to Mrs. Cox, please?
Oh, I'm afraid Mrs. Cox is away. She has the flu, and she may not be back in the office till Monday. I expect her assistant, Mr. Box, can help. I'll just see if he's in his office. Hold on a moment, please. Hello, Mr. Wong?
Yes?
I'm very sorry. He's out just now. Can I take a message for him?
Oh, yes, please. Will you tell him I won't be arriving in Melbourne until quite late this Saturday at 1 a.m. local time? And will Mrs. Cox still be able to meet me?
Right.
And also inform the Royal Hotel that I'll be arriving very, very late?
Sure.
Wonderful. Thanks. Could you please telex or phone me to confirm that this is possible?
Right, I'll take the message, I'll give it to Mr. Box, and I'm sure he'll be in touch with you. Thank you very much, Mr. Wong.
Thank you.
Part 3. Ladies and gentlemen, there are all kinds of announcements. Airport announcements, railway announcements, wedding announcements, radio announcements, TV announcements, meeting announcements, etc. Time and place are usually the most important two features of an announcement. A. You are going to hear some announcements made by Professor Williams at the final plenary session of an international conference on urban planning. The following vocabulary is used in the conversation. Guess the meaning when you hear these words in the announcements. Match them with their definitions. Write the correct number before each definition. While you listen, don't forget to add more keywords in the notes column. They will be very helpful for the next section.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention for a moment, please. I have the final notices for this final session of the conference. Now, first of all, I'd like to mention that the urban pollution session has been very popular, so we are moving the final discussion to room 201. That's room 201, which means the domestic shelter session will be changed from room 201 to room 304. That's the domestic shelter session in room 304. I hope everybody's got that. Now I have a notice here that you must return your keys to the porter's lodge before you leave. So anybody who has forgotten to bring them with you, please get them and return them before you leave. Thank you. Turning now to your discussion records, I would like to see you return them to the session chair people by 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's 1700 hours. Thank you. Regarding coaches for the airport, they will be gathering outside the Kennedy Building at 3:30. That's 1530 hours. And there'll be another one a little later than that at 15 hour. That's 1715. That's 5:15. I'd like to ask you all to be there, ready for the buses at least 5 minutes before the departure times, so we can all leave promptly and everybody will get home on time. Thank you. I have particular messages for Dr. Shapsinger, and Dr. Gabaldi, and Dr. Surinanda. I'd like to ask you three, are you here, Dr. Shapsinger, Dr. Gabaldi? Yes, and Dr. Surinanda. I'd like to ask you to collect your reprints from the conference desk before you leave. Thank you. Finally, I have a reminder from Dr. Goldman of the Chicago Institute that the 6th annual convention of PES will be held in Hawaii in October 1986. I think you'll be interested in marking that day in your calendar. That's the 6th annual convention of PES, October 86. And I'd like anybody that's interested in that conference to leave your name at the conference desk. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it has been a happy event for me, this conference, and I hope that you too have found it a happy and productive time. Thank you all for coming.
B. Below are Professor Williams' notes for the announcements. Listen to his announcements again and fill in the missing information. C. Now try this. Dr. Collins is a delegate at the conference and has been attending the sessions on computer-aided building design. This morning he took notes of the discussion he attended. He is leaving the conference today and is booked on the 1715 plane. He has always wanted to visit Hawaii. Listen to some more authentic versions of the announcements and decide what Dr. Collins will do after he has heard the announcements. Tick all the possible answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention for a moment, please. I have the final notices for this final session of the conference. Now, first of all, I'd like to mention that the urban pollution session has been very popular, so we're moving the final discussion to room 201. That's room 201, which means that the domestic shelter session will be changed from room 201 to room 304. That's the domestic shelter session in room 304. I hope everybody's got that. Now, I have a notice here that you must return your keys to the porter's lodge before you leave. So anybody who has forgotten to bring them with you, please get them and return them before you leave. Thank you. Turning now to your discussion records, I would like to see you return them to the session chair people by 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's 1700 hours. Thank you. Regarding coaches for the airport, they will be gathering outside the Kennedy building at 3:30. That's 1530 hours. And there will be another one a little later than that at 15 hours. That's 1715. That's 5:15. I'd like to ask you all to be there, ready for the buses, at least 5 minutes before the departure times, so we can all leave promptly and everybody will get home on time. Thank you. I have particular messages for Dr. Schapsinger and Dr. Garbeldi and Dr. Surananda. I'd like to ask you three, are you here? Dr. Schapsinger, Dr. Garbeldi, yes, and Dr. Surananda. I'd like to ask you to collect your reprints from the conference desk before you leave. Thank you. Finally, I have a reminder from Dr. Goldman of the Chicago Institute that the 6th annual convention of PES will be held in Hawaii in October 1986. I think you'll all be interested in marking that date in your calendar. That's the 6th annual convention of PES, October 86. And I'd like anybody that's interested in that conference to leave your name at the conference desk. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it has been a very happy event for me, this conference, and I hope that you too have found it a happy and productive time. Thank you all for coming.
Part 4. More about the topic. Timing devices. In the former times, people used sundials and hourglasses to measure time. Now we use clocks and watches. There are many kinds of clocks. To name some, alarm clock, traveling alarm clock, carriage clock, grandfather clock, cuckoo clock, and digital clock. The following short passage is about timing devices. Supply the missing words while listening.
Humans have used many devices to measure time. The sundial was one of the earliest and simplest. A sundial measures the movement of the sun across the sky each day. It has a stick or other object that rises above a flat surface. The stick, blocking sunlight, creates a shadow. As the sun moves, so does the shadow of the stick across the flat surface. Marks on the surface show the passing of hours and perhaps minutes. The sundial works well only when the sun is shining, so other ways were invented to measure the passing of time.
One device is the hourglass. It uses a thin stream of falling sand to measure time. The hourglass is shaped like the number 8, wide at the top and bottom, but very thin in the middle. In a true hourglass, it takes exactly 1 hour for all the sand to drop from the top to the bottom through a very small opening in the middle. When the hourglass is turned with the upside down, it begins to mark the passing of another hour. By the 18th century, people had developed mechanical clocks and watches, and today, many of our clocks and watches are electronic. As international communications and travel increased, it became clear that it would be necessary to establish a common time for all parts of the world. In 1884, an international conference divided the world into 24 time areas, or zones. Each zone represents 1 hour. The Astronomical Observatory in Greenwich, England, was chosen as the starting point for the time zones. 12 zones are west of Greenwich, 12 are east. The time at Greenwich, as measured by the sun, is called Universal Time. For many years, it was called Greenwich Mean Time.
Part 5. Memory Test. Radio Announcement. Do you like listening to the radio? Are you fond of watching TV? Knowing the exact time of your favorite program can save a lot of time. You are going to hear a radio announcer describing tonight's programs, preferably only one time. After that, several questions will be asked. Find the right answers as quickly as possible according to the notes you have taken while listening.
And now, here are some of the things you can listen to this evening here on Radio 2. Our Wednesday play is at 9 and is called Old People Talking. It's about a small group of old age pensioners sitting in a social club remembering the past. Before that, at 7:30, we have My Favourite Discs, in which Jenny Lindley talks about the records that influenced her musical career. At 10:30, there is an account by James Farmer of his travels in the Middle East by bicycle, and at 11, there's a service from St. Paul's. On Radio 3, the big event of the evening is the broadcast of La Traviata from the Albert Hall. It's at 9 o'clock, and it has Felicity Newcomb in the major role. The interval talk at 9:15 is Peter Morris, remembering his adventures while fishing in Scotland. Radio 1 has, as usual, continuous pop music. From 6 till 8, it's the Tommy Bryan Show with interviews with live pop stars. From 10 till midnight, it's Joe Newland with his friends. So, if you're in for the evening or listening on the car radio, there should be something for you. Stay tuned.
Questions for Memory Test. 1. Which channel are you listening to? 2. If you are interested in opera, which channel are you going to listen to? 3. Which channel will La Traviata be on? 4. What day is it? 5. What is the name of the 9 o'clock play? 6. What is on Radio 2 at 7:30? 7. What is on Radio 1 at 10:30? 8. Where did James Farmer travel? 9. When will Peter Morris be on Radio 3? 10. When will Felicity Newcomb be on Radio 3?